The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the seven-point lead over the Badgers. Jesse feeds off to Vosic. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosic nails another one. Delonte trying to drive the paint, does so, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Delonte Jones, his first bucket in an Eagles uniform.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
Welcome into AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, Dan Lang alongside Coach Brennan, as well as Nick Guerrero sitting in today for Director of Athletics, Dr. Billy Walker, and Nick, one of the SIDs over at AU, and also joins me on the game broadcast sometimes. And well, the Eagles have made it into the Patriot League tournament, seeded sixth, and will be on the road coming up in just a few minutes against the Boston University Terriers, finishing actually in a tie for fourth, but seeding sixth in the tournament. And, Coach, when you take a look at the way this season has gone and it being so streaky, you've got to be pleased in going from where you guys were in 10th the whole way up to being tied for fourth.
Yeah, we definitely didn't want to stay in 10th.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, we've gotten better throughout the season. We're playing well. I think the guys have gotten comfortable, more confident, more comfortable with each other. Once you win a game, win a couple games, and have a streak like we were talking about, your guys start to feel that they can do it.
Yeah, you look at the streaks, and within league play, began league play on a six-game losing streak, then went on a five-game losing streak, then had a three-game losing streak, and then went on a four-game winning streak, which is where you guys sit right now. What do you attribute the team being so streaky to? Is it youth, or is it just how the schedule matched up and how you guys play it?
Probably a little bit of both. I think everything's new for this team, except for... Well, even Jesse, who's had all these minutes and scored all these points and had such an incredible career, it's new for him too. The ability to bounce back and not waver and what you're trying to do each day, that's something that you gotta sort of get better at too. It's not just like you win a bunch of games, you lose, you just hop back on the horse. You got to go through all those emotions, and you're tired and you're beat up, and you're preparing for a different opponent, so a lot goes into it. It's a long, grueling season, obviously just looking at the standings, how they fluctuated throughout the entire Patriot League season, it just shows you how difficult a league season is. So for all our young guys to sort of stick with it and go through it the way they have, I'm real happy with the group.
I think it's interesting. You take a look at where American was on the 20th of January, you get your first league win. You get Navy 7 days later because of the winter storm, which I think you've said is probably one of the saving graces for your team, getting them to actually sit down and breathe. You beat Navy, who was in second place. They finish in seventh, and then from that time on, you guys win 9 of the last 12 games. Is it something, do you think that's storm, which really stopped the season for a week, really helped your team breathe a little bit?
No, absolutely. I think you hit it on the head. This, the team, they just needed a moment, a day off, because that was a rough stretch. Because you don't want to play a bunch of just sort of continue playing. Two days of practice, one game. 2 days of practice, one game. So that gave us a day off. It gave us an extra day of practice. And I think just that little break right there allowed our guys to sort of recharge their battery, so to speak, as freshmen really need to do. And then we went into that stretch and we were able to win some of those games where we played back-to-back games. That really had a big impact on our season and on, the confidence building and the getting better.
When you look at the Princeton style, the style that you run, it's one that, we've talked about ad nauseum on this show, how tough it is to learn it. There's a lot of intricacies within the system. Is there one particular game or a particular point in the season where you saw everything click on. You saw the light click. You saw everybody sort of come together and start moving in the right direction?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say there's one moment. And to be honest, it's a difficult way to play just because you're asking your guys to be really good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not playing a freshman and just sort of tucking them away in the corner and running some plays for your better players. Hope he doesn't get in the way. If he's open, you hope he makes a shot, and you hope he doesn't, you know, mess up on defense. Everybody touches the ball. You know, everybody's making reads. Everybody's dribbling. Everybody's throwing passes. Everybody's, you know, shooting pull-ups, driving. It's whatever that person sees. So that's the difficulty of it. You're just asking guys to be good. Now, Delonte is a good player, mm-hmm. so he obviously, you know, will pick things up, you know, much more quickly than other guys. And then it's the group collectively, you know, it's some guys will pick it up quicker than others. You know, some guys have a larger learning curve. And then it's just, you know, what is your best group and who plays well together? You know, obviously what Marco at center, you know, that he was our best center going, you know, starting the year. But you didn't want to, you know, have him playing 40 minutes a game at center. So you're trying to develop some other guys and, you know, trying to get Paris to help you. And, you know, Andrea has really come along, you know, his growth. You know, people who have seen us play at the beginning of Patriot League play till now, you know, say they're amazed at Andrea's mm-hmm. progress. But, you know, but I was always confident in the group. You know, I always saw it. I always thought that they could be good. And that they would progress. It's just, you know, I give them a lot of credit because they're able to do it during a season. Normally, you take your lumps as a freshman, then you go back and you realize what you need to do, and you come back strong. You have a, you know, a good spring and summer, and you come back stronger as, you know, your sophomore year. But these guys have had to do it on the fly, you know, during the year, during the season, and they've had, you know, some success doing that. So, you know, it's a testament to their hard work, and it's also a testament to, you know, Jesse and Marco and Charlie and Jalen sort of leading the way in practice every single day.
So it's interesting, being the numbers guy here, looking at some things. In conference only, of the top five scorers, three of them are rookies. Now, Patrick Stevens, who's been on the show, does percentages for me and helps me out kind of breaking things down. So here's an interesting number. Within conference play, 44% of your scoring has come from Delonte, James, Andrea. What does that say about those guys?
I mean, it says a ton, again, because, you know, the way we play, we don't run plays, and they're just looking for their opportunities on their own. So we're just letting them play, you know. So they have to decide, do I drive, do I shoot, do I pull up, do I pass to the next guy, do I throw a backdoor pass, what do I do here? So that's why our sort of numbers are normally pretty balanced, where everybody's contributing, but it says a lot for those guys of how well they pick things up. And, you know, I'm just excited about the future with those guys.
I think for me what it says is that you've got great assistant coaches who are doing a good job developing these guys. Now, the Patriot League is generally a veteran league. Look mm-hmm. at Army, they start five seniors. But if you're a young kid looking at American University, you've got great assistants who are going to develop you into great players. 3-4 years from now, guys like Delonte, James, Andrea, I mean, those guys could be first team players, potential players of the year candidates. I mean, so you've got a good staff that's working with these guys. Can you just talk a little bit about your staff quickly?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm very lucky to have, you know, Scott Green and Matt Wolf, Eddie Jackson and Tommy Strine. You know, they put a lot of work in with these guys before and after practice and throughout practice. And, you know, they understand, you know, Our practices are geared towards getting better. You know, it's not just sort of team defense, team offense, run these plays. You know, it's you're working on your skills. And I think we, you know, that's one of our strengths as a staff is, you know, guys do get a lot better throughout the year. It's not just a spring and a summer thing, you know, where it's the individual improvement and then you try to fit it into the team concept. Our guys get better. And those guys have really helped, you know, those freshmen along. Stuck with them, and I think that has, you know, led to their positive attitude on a daily basis because they see their growth right, you know, before their own eyes. So they know, you know, that they're getting better. It's just a matter of, you know, just toughing it out and getting a win. You know, it's hard to see it. It's hard to necessarily see it when you're losing, but they did too. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why they stuck mm-hmm. with it, even when we're losing. they just kept coming along, and you know, it's sort of showing up right now.
What are some things that you guys did you ever notice when, for lack of a better term, you guys were in the funk? You know, you had lost the sixth straight to begin the conference, lost 10 overall at that point. Did you ever see the players, and maybe even specifically the younger players, start to lose a little bit of focus?
No, to be honest, no. I saw them seeing, you know, we just kept saying, you know, it's all these little things that go into winning a game. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we obviously point them out a lot. And, you know, we were pointing out less and less, you know, even though we're losing in the beginning of the year, there's so much, it was almost overwhelming mm-hmm. for everybody. So our sort of goals were different, you know, just sort of, you know, be tied at halftime or something like that. But then as they started to do these things more and more throughout a game, then your goals change. You know, we started out at Bucknell, and, you know, you're in the game up until, like, you know, the seven or eight minute mark, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that you just got to point out that growth and progress to them. So there's some sort of, you know, hope going into the next practice, and they got to see some sort of tangible results to keep moving forward. You know, it's like, I don't know, climbing a mountain. You don't look at the top of the mountain. You just go to the next sort of, you know, the next step.
Because there's so much that goes into the style that you run, do you think that also helped keep the players engaged? Because it's not just, hey, A, B, and C. All right, we've covered that. Okay, you know what? Let's cover A, B, and C again. Okay, let's cover A, B, and C again. There's so much that goes into it that also helped keep the guys engaged because there were other components that you could work on and focus on?
Yeah, no, well, there's so much. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. And, you know, everybody wants to be a good player, so... I mean, everybody wants to be, you know, able to, you know, shoot threes and shoot the ball off the – shoot pull-ups off the dribble and score in the post and do all these different things. So, you know, and again, some guys get better at it, you know, quicker, more quickly than others. You know, Delonte, you see him, you know, not just, you know, making threes consistently was something, you know, at the beginning of the year. Hey, just, you know, cut hard, move hard. If you're, you know, if you see a drive, take it. But, you know, if you're wide open, make those shots and, you know, play defense. Now, all of a sudden, we're – you know, going to him in the post, we're going to him driving. He's turning drives into post moves. He's shooting pull-ups off the dribble. So it just shows you how much that we ask of our guys. And, you know, if you get the right guys, there's a lot to be done. And even with Jesse, I mean, his game has expanded so much where, you know, he's driving and, you know, getting throwing the ball out, kicking it out to other people for assists where, you know, for 3 years he was the guy receiving those mm-hmm. passes. Now he's the one throwing those passes, you know, he's scoring more in the post and he's throwing passes out of the post. So, you know, his game has really expanded as well. So for a senior to sort of change his game, I mean, that's hard to do and, you know, give him a lot of credit.
It's AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, and coming up here at the top of the hour, it's the first game of the tournament for the Eagles up in Boston against the Terriers. We'll have it for you coming up on AM 1500. And Coach, we've talked a lot about Delonte Jones, the Patriot League Rookie of the Year. We'll get to him a little bit more here in just a few minutes, but it was Senior Day the other day. That's how you guys wrapped up the regular season with a win at home against Loyola of Maryland by a point, 67-66. Marco Vasic in that game got off to such a good start. He really brought a ton of energy. He was all over the floor. He was rebounding. He was he blocked a couple shots, came up with a few steals. It just seemed like he was everywhere on the floor.
Yeah, normally he does a lot of that at the end of the game.
Yeah.
The other day he was doing it right away. So, you know, we would have brought Mama in a lot sooner if we knew the impact that she would have had. But Marco's been, you know, that type of player for us, you know, since I've been here. You know, he's not afraid of anything. You know, not afraid to take a big shot to, you know, to guard the other team's center who's 5 inches, you know, taller than him, or, you know, to have to, you know, make difficult decisions and make passes, you know, in crucial points of the game. So, you know, he's been a crutch for us, and he's been terrific. And, you know, lucky to have him and his, you know, his sort of mentality on the team. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was good to see his mom. He actually came over for the first time and got a chance to see her son play and play so well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he doesn't get to go home in the summer, you know, so he's here all summer. So for him to have such a good game and for, you know, for us to win, I think is a, you know, great moment for him and his mom.
Yeah, I think the one thing with a player like Marco Vasic, and Dr. Walker talks about it a lot, is he's that February-March type player. You've coached a lot of guys. Is there anybody that maybe remind you of Marco, the type of player he is that comes in late in the season, more of a tournament type guy that just turns the season for a team?
Wow, that's a good question. I can't think of anybody specifically, but that's what Marco does. I mean, Marco, the way we approached him all year long was we knew what he can give us. He knows what he can do, you know, and we know it in the back of our minds. So, you know, if you really were, you know, had to win, you know, one of these first 15 games and it was life or death, and if you lose, your season ends, Marco would have been in there. But you're trying to develop these other guys. So I think for Marco to, you know, not say, hey, why am I not starting? Why am I not playing more? Why am I not, you know, in there like Jesse for 40 minutes? He was on the scout. We were putting him on the scout team, you know, throughout the year. We still did it, you know, just the other day in practice. And as soon as, you know, we need somebody on the scout team, he, you know, reverses his jersey, immediately runs in. He knows what the other team's doing. He's running it the way they're supposed to. And then he's helping the younger guys like Lonnie say, hey, you know, I'm cutting here. You know, this is how you want to, you know, guard this. So for, you know, that's what it, the type of stuff that a guy like Marco gives you. It's as much as the production on the court and the guts and the toughness and the, you know, the confidence and the, you know, the ability to make big plays. It's all the stuff in practice where, you know, he's always just, he wants to win and he knows what it takes to win. You know, he knew in, you know, December and January, he knew. So having guys like that, that, you know, that lead on a daily basis and stick with it, you know, that's why he does the things that he does at the end of big games in February and March, like you say.
And he soaks in what you say. You can yell at him. You can get on him a bit and he'll sit there and
right,
take it.
Right, right. Well, luckily he soaks in, you know, all this, the good stuff and not all the adjectives.
I think the one thing with a player like Marco, because there are times he gets so visibly frustrated, you see it on his face. And then there are times, like for instance, when Andrea goes to the line with a second to go in the game on Saturday and he looks him in the eye and say, be composed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just something that he's born with? Like one of those, like some people are just natural born leaders. Is that something he brings, or is it a situation for a player like Andrea, because they both come from Serbia, he can kind of take him under his wing and kind of lead him to the point where now Marco will be leaving AU and now it's Andrea's turn.
Right. Yeah. Now, well, they definitely have, you know, a great relationship. You know, I think they're always, they might be saying some of the things I say to them back to me in Serbian sometimes during practice. But to be honest, I mean, I like both of them. And I think Andrea already has, you know, that sort of fact. He's not afraid. You know, he's not afraid. He wasn't afraid to take those shots. He's not afraid to you know, make a play or take a shot or take a big foul shot. Went in after that rebound against Loyola the other day, mm-hmm. And got fouled. And you know, I'm sure he's confident that he's gonna, you know, make both of them. But he made one, which was enough. But he has that same sort of type of, you know, toughness and confidence, and he doesn't waver. And you know, you can sort of be, you know, hard on him and coach him really hard, and you're just gonna get more from him. So I'm glad he's here. I'm glad Marco was here for him to help him throughout this year, but I'm glad we got him going forward.
Time for our first time out here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Coming up in just a few minutes, it'll be the Eagles on the road against the Boston University Terriers in their first game of this Patriot League tournament. Fans and alumni, as the Patriot League playoffs begin, now is the perfect time to support the AU men's program by making a donation to the Eagles Club. Doing so makes an immediate impact in the lives of more than 250 AU student-athletes on a daily basis. Eagles Club members take great pride in supporting teams in their quest for success. Visit the Eagles Club page of AUEagles.com for more ways to get in. With more after this, Federal News Radio. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of this evening's game against the Boston University Terriers in the Eagles' first contest of this year's Patriot League tournament on the road. And let's delve a little bit deeper into Delonte Jones. We mentioned it at the top of the show that Delonte is the Patriot League Rookie of the Year. So obviously, congratulations to him. Congratulations to you guys for bringing Delonte in. And one of the things that I'd like to get into is kind of the journey that brought him here. So how you guys first started looking at him, where he came from in the sense of, you know, was it just a matter of going to games? Was it a matter of, you know, the some of the scouting companies that that you guys can work with? How did he get on your radar screen?
Well, he played down at Virginia Episcopal for Curtis Staples. you know, which is a great, you know, basketball program, mm-hmm. and it's also a great school. So he's the type of kid that, you know, understood how to, you know, balance academics and play at a high, high level of basketball against good competition, surrounded by other good players, getting great coaching. And then he also played with Team Takeover, local AAU program. Coach Green and Coach Wolf, Coach Jackson, they've done a great job of just, you know, they're scouring, you know, like you said, all the recruiting publications and just following up on, you know, every lead that you can to find guys. But this class with Delonte, James, Andre, and Lonnie, it's our, you know, first class where we, you know, saw them as juniors and followed up and sort of really handpicked each of these guys. I really like all of them. Mm-hmm. We spent a lot of time recruiting them, you know, sort of figuring out are they the kind of guys that we want. And, you know, obviously you strike gold with a guy like Delonte. He's a really, really good player. To be this good this soon, you know, doesn't happen often. And, you know, he liked the program from the start, you know. And I think he, you know, just throughout the year, you know, for a freshman, he just keeps, you know, wanting more. He's worn down a little bit like a typical freshman, but it hasn't affected his work ethic. He's still, you know, we can practice for, you know, a really long time and he'll still be getting shots up afterwards or, you know, early the next day to get shots up. He'll be in watching film, you know, all these guys will, everybody, James, Lonnie, Andrea. So they want to be good. You know, they want to be here. And you know, they've stuck with it. You know, I talk about Jesse and Marco sort of leading. And you know, every practice, I think these guys have a good practice and you see them literally getting better. You know, sometimes there's a little, you know, hiatus where it's like, okay, they're dragging a little bit for a few days, but then, you know, on that fourth day or whatever it is up, you see something that you hadn't seen before. So it's, you know, it's true of all these guys. We're real excited about the, you know, this group.
What were some of the things that you noticed about Delonte that really opened up your eyes when you were watching him in high school and when the assistants were watching him in high school that really started moving him up your pecking order and really opening up your eyes?
We saw him. As soon as we saw him, we liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought he was going to be good. I think one of the things was his unselfishness. You know, he just plays the game. He's not just you know, just trying to score every single time, trying to get shots up, you know, how he interacts with his teammates, you know, all of this type of stuff is what you look at. You know, obviously you want good players that can score, but you also see how these guys, you know, do they defend, do they play hard, do they go after rebounds, how do they react when they're in foul trouble, you know, so we got to see him in a lot of different situations, you know, when he was playing well, when he wasn't playing well, mm-hmm. when his coach is on him, you know, so we got to see what kind of kid he is and what kind of competitor, what kind of teammate. You know, so we liked everything about him and you know, it's sort of showing up.
Now, at what point do you get involved in the process? At what point do the assistants come to you and say, hey, we think we have a guy, or, and you say, yes, I like that, or, nee. At what point do you get involved, and specifically with Delonte?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, you know, every year with every kid, and it's based on the schedule, but I know, you know, as soon as Scotty saw him, he's like, you got to see this kid.
Okay.
You know, I really like him, he's really good. And then as soon as I can, I go see him. And then I was like, yes, I like him a lot. Yeah. He's really good. Let's get him. So it's, you know, the recruiting process is kind of crazy. You never know when you're going to. Like Andrea, we got late. He came to our elite camp, you know, after his senior year. So we had known about him. We had, you know, sort of been in contact with his coaches. And we had all watched film on him. We just didn't have an opportunity to go see him live with his team. So we bought him out. You know, he came to the camp. And we liked a lot of the things that he did at camp, what kind of kid he is, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm happy that we made that decision. So sometimes you get a lot of time to recruit guys and you recruit them over a long period of time, over a year and a half or 2 years, whatever it may be. And sometimes it happens quickly and you have to mm-hmm. make a sort of quicker decision. So I think, you know, I feel good about all, you know, all four of those guys and then the guys coming in next year as well.
You look at Delonte and he joins an elite group of AU ball players, two guys that are on the PL25 team, two other guys that, well, the same two guys that were former Rookie of the Year in the Patriot League, and Derek Mercer and Andre Ingram. When you say those two other players' names, I know you weren't around here for those guys, but does that almost go into Delonte's head and say, all right, I'm in a class with some really important folks? Do you think he takes that and understands that?
I mean, not in that sort of big picture way. I think he's just the type of kid that he wants to be good. You know, that's the one thing. It's he's had all the success, and he's in that, you know, great company with all, you know, the guys that you just mentioned. But he's not, you know, saying, oh, give me the ball more because I can do it. You know, he just soaks up everything you say. He wants to learn. He wants to be good. So, you know, it's that's the most important part. Obviously, his ability is huge, you know, the ability to do the stuff that he does. But then it's the other part. You know, does he want to be good? What kind of kid he is, what kind of teammate he is probably the most important thing. And you can't ask for a better kid, a harder worker, and a guy that wants to be good, you know. So, I mean, I think, and it's definitely true. You know, I was around for Mercer, and it's definitely true of him. You know, that was, you know, as much as his, you know, physicality and athleticism and his ability on the court, it was his leadership and his toughness and his, you know, his work ethic and all those types of things are always more important than the ability. Obviously, when the ability is important, but, you know, with the really great ones where they, you know, they bring you to championships, it's that other stuff that really counts. And I didn't coach Andre Ingram, but I was around, you know, interacting with him a little bit, and I saw him, you know, with Coach Jones and with the guys, Kieran and those guys, when they were here. And he's that kind of guy, and he's still doing it in the D-League. You know, you don't do that type of stuff without being that type of person.
We talk about Delonte, and, you know, he's scored in double figures in 12 of his final 13 games, scoring 18 points or more 8 times during the season, with 7 of those coming during Patriot League play. You mentioned that at times it looks like maybe he's wearing down a bit because he's a freshman, but what's the biggest improvement that you've seen to his game? If you can pick one thing out from the beginning of the season to now that you go, wow, he's really gotten better in that department.
Wow, that's it's a lot. You know, he's gotten better at a lot of different things. But I think just balancing, you know, trying to score, you know, like a lot of times, you know, freshmen, that's all they think about is scoring. So they'll take bad threes, they'll decide to drive and just crash into people. So he's doing it where he's hitting threes. He made really nice pull up the other day. He's driven, he's finished drives, he's turned drives into post moves, and he's throwing passes too. So to do all of those things, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of, skill, and it's a lot of good decision making. So I give him credit. He works on every facet of his game, and to have the scoring ability that he has and still be willing to, you know, throw it to open teammates and move the ball and cut and set screens and all that kind of stuff. It's good to see. And we just got to get him to rebound a little more.
there you go. That was going to be my next question, but now you went ahead and answered it, what you wanted to maybe see him improve a little bit on. So all of that is why Delonte Jones wins the Patriot League Rookie of the Year. Now, Jesse Reed, a part of the Patriot League second team. When you look at, we hit on it in the first part of this show, and we've talked about it this year, but the change in his game, and maybe others in the league maybe didn't take quite as much notice at the fact that, you know, his assist numbers are way up, even though his scoring maybe down to just a shade.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way we play, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are more sort of preoccupied with numbers. Mm-hmm. But Jesse, I mean, what he's meant to this team and what he does on the court, you know, just not just on the offensive end. Everyone always, you know, they notice that. You know, it's easy to notice when he's banging long threes and scoring and driving and going to the foul line and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, he's always, you know, one of our top rebounders. He's always guarding the other team's sort of post players, and you know, he's passing the ball. He's doing so many other things on the court that I think go unnoticed, but that help you win. I'm glad that he got this, you know, second team, and you know, he's had an amazing career for us and has really helped us win a lot of games.
Delonte Jones and Jesse Reed both picking up postseason awards for the Eagles, and the Eagles' postseason begins this evening against the Boston University Terriers coming up here at the top of the hour. I want to be sure you follow the Eagles on social media, on Facebook at facebook.com/au.mbasketball, also on Twitter at twitter.com/au_mbasketball. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan right after this on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan in front of a game coming up just in a few minutes from Boston University as the Eagles get set to take on the Terriers in their first game of this Patriot League tournament. And Coach, let's talk a little bit about the Terriers. Been a tough couple games this season against BU, losing by 9, losing by 20. Third time around, you guys get a chance to see them. And, you know, you guys have hit a bit of a stride. They're an injured squad. It'll be interesting to see this evening sort of how things unfold.
The kid Fanning is just a handful. You know, he's the type of guy that, you know, despite how well you defend, you know, you have a guy and a guy at the end of the day, he's able to make an individual play and just score on his own. So I think that's going to be one of the big tests, that and then them getting the ball inside. You know, they're making a point to get him the ball on the block. And, you know, they've gone big where they play him and Haynes together. Our size will be a factor again. It always is, but it'll definitely be, you know, a factor again today.
I think you talk about size. Just one of the things I really like seeing your team do against Navy was stopping Will Kelly late in the game, a kid who was 10 of 10 at the maybe 5 or so minutes left to go in the contest. And then what Andrea did, and you got Margo and Charlie on him. I think, you know, stopping some bigs is what's going to help your team get those late victories.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, those guys are sort of undermanned and undersized a little bit. But it's just a matter, to be honest, of just toughness and effort. And I mean, that's why, you know, guys like Marco and Charlie have had such success against bigger guys. It's just because the type of kids that they are. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, duplicate a similar effort that we did against Kelly.
And, of course, a few years ago, it was up at BU where you guys were able to pick up the W and get into the NCAA tournament. So you do have a pretty good history postseason-wise against the Terriers up there in Beantown.
We had a little guy on our team back then that made a lot of stuff happen. But we'll see. I mean, I think our guys are confident. We feel good. And, you know, we know it's going to be a really, really tough matchup. But, you know, we're ready to go.
Little guy named Pee-wee Gardner, but we won't mention his name. All right, that'll do it for this edition of AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, but keep it right here on AM 1500. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have the pregame show leading to lineups and then tip time from BU. For Coach, for Nick, I'm Dan. Have a great one, everybody. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails, Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.